Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, September 5th, 2025. Paws Animal Adoption Center is hosting their annual Maine Wiener Fest on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Steamboat Landing in Belfast. The event will be held rain or shine and, quote, promises to be a fun-filled afternoon celebrating dachshunds and the people who love them, end quote. Admission is free, with donations gratefully accepted to support PAW's ongoing life-saving work for animals in need. This year's festivities will feature crowd favorites including the Great Dachshund Parade, a costume contest, the Lively Doxy Derby, and much more. There will be food, local vendors to shop from, and also unique Dachshund-themed merchandise for sale. The event is dog and family friendly, with activities for animal lovers of all ages. To learn more, go to pawscares.org, pawscares.org. The Town of Deer Isle Committee for Community and Economic Development will host two events to gather input from residents and interested parties about the future of the village area in town. This will be an opportunity to think about the future, and participants will share their observations and ideas about the village's identity, accessibility, connectivity, public spaces, economic vitality, and environmental sustainability. On Saturday, this coming Saturday, September 6th at 9 a.m., they'll be meeting at the Deer Isle Town Office for an interpretive walk. Choices include a half-mile village visit and a two-mile village loop. And then on Tuesday next week, September 9th at 6:30 p.m., they will meet at the Deer Isle Town Office for a facilitated discussion of their vision for the future village area. You can find more information at deerislemaine.gov. Indivisible Bangor and MoveOn.org have issued a Save the Date alert for the next nationwide No Kings protest. They say, quote, "On June 14th, we did what many claimed was impossible. In partnership with hundreds of organizations, we peacefully mobilized more than 5 million people to take to the streets in every corner of the country and declare with one voice, America has no kings. It was one of the largest single days of nonviolent mass protest in U.S. history, and it mattered. The world saw the power of the people. Donald Trump's outrageous birthday military parade was drowned out by protests in every state and across the globe. His attempt to turn June 14th into a coronation collapsed, and the story became the strength of a movement rising against his authoritarian power grabs. But Trump has doubled down since, and he has teetered our country into authoritarianism, causing grave harm to many people already and threatening the safety of all of us." It goes on, "His administration is sending masked agents into our streets, terrorizing our communities. They're targeting immigrant families, profiling, arresting, and detaining people without warrants. They're threatening to undermine free and fair elections, gutting health care, environmental protections, and education, rigging maps to silence voters, ignoring mass shootings at our schools and in our communities, driving up the cost of living while handing out massive giveaways to billionaires as families struggle. Trump thinks his rule is absolute, but in America we don't have kings, and we won't back down against chaos, corruption, and cruelty. That's why we're announcing No Kings Day on Saturday, October 18th, the next nationwide day of protest and defiance. As Trump escalates his authoritarian power grab, the No Kings nonviolent movement continues to rise stronger. On October 18th, we'll unite once again to remind the world America has no kings. The power belongs to the people. Stay tuned for details," end quote. And I'll keep you updated on that as details become available. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you on Monday.